266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, the New Hampshire primary.
Thank you for the love, New Hampshire. We're going home to South Carolina.
Nikki Haley vowing to continue on in the race for the Republican presidential nomination despite the results of last night's contest. She got a little more than 43% of the vote to Donald Trump's 54+. CBS's Robert Costa.
Based on my conversations last night with top Haley allies, they're going to spend the coming days trying to figure out, is the money there? Is the momentum there? Meeting with donors, meeting with campaign officials in these further voting states, not only in South Carolina, but on Super Tuesday in early March.
Donald Trump's take.
I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost.
Biden campaign officials agree Mr. Trump's all but locked up the nomination. They're shifting gears in anticipation of a two-man race. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is making over-the-counter contraceptives free to people in Wisconsin getting public health insurance.
Today I'm announcing I'm directing the Department of Health Services to issue a standing order for Badger Care Plus to serve as the prescription to cover over-the-counter contraception, including emergency contraception.
Evers also used his State of the State speech last night to call for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Warmer weather is melting ice on lakes and rivers across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources recommends contacting your local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters before thinking of going out on the ice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A number of suburban police departments helped the feds prosecute a man now convicted of sex trafficking. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin says police in Glendale, Oak Creek, and Franklin helped gather evidence in the trial of Milwaukee's Samuel Spencer. He was found guilty in federal court, with prosecutors showing that Spencer was a drug dealer and used crack, heroin, and physical violence to force female victims into committing commercial sex acts. A few minutes of your time could help avoid flooding in your neighborhood. Officials say the combination of rain, the rising temperatures, and the recent snow could result in flooding. There's a request out asking people to remove the snow and ice buildup on sewer basins. Clogged drains can create ice dams, which prevents water from entering and causes flooding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some patchy, dense fog out there this morning, and there could be some frost on the roads, too, especially in places further north where temperatures are at or even a little below the freezing mark. Cloudy today, scattered rain likely with patchy fog, our high 36. Tonight, foggy with showers, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers at a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I announce my next guest, I have to make an announcement. I got a call last night from Senator Ron Johnson's office, and they have had to reschedule his appearance on my show for this Friday. It's been rescheduled to February 9th. At 8 o'clock, 2 weeks from Friday, Senator Johnson will be in the studio with me for an hour. So, we were looking forward to having him on this Friday, but things happened. He's a United States Senator, and, you know, they're dealing with immigration right now, and so he's not going to be able to get here until 2 weeks from now. So hold your powder, and... We'll be talking to him in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, on the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Earl, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Earl?
Good morning.
I'm heartbroken. Senator Johnson is not going to be able to make it now for 2 weeks. I don't know how I'm going to survive, Dr. Craig.
Well, I mean, he agreed to do it, which he didn't need to. And
no.
You got to give him this. He's not your average politician. He's very distinct and unique, and he has shown a willingness to come on shows with hosts he disagrees with, and that's something you do with callers. So I'll give him. You got to give someone credit when it's due. He used to come on as devil's advocate, so I'm not sure they may have. Overstayed their welcome with him, but I know he used to come on.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, the new legislative maps passed in Senate, but Dems call plan desperate. So all of a sudden the Republicans got religion in the legislature and came up with maps that were similar to maps in other states that they believe were more fair. They refused to do this before the Democrats took control over the state Supreme Court. Did they all of a sudden just get religion, Dr. Craig, and say we've got to be more fair and balanced, or what are they trying to do? Or are they trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat?
Well, Earl, I think you and I have both been watching Robin Voss for some time. And it doesn't seem like getting religion in the sense you mean it. That is an honest moral religion. There's plenty of, you know, fake religion out there, including the Christians that say that they're all for Donald Trump. So I will go with you have to think about why would it be to his advantage. So they're trying to pass Governor Evers' maps. They're ones of the seven, and they are the worst ones for Democrats. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that they think the drawing process with the objective experts will turn out worse than those. And they're trying to induce Governor Evers to side with them and give them the best maps they're going to get. It does tell you that they're giving up on their U.S. Supreme Court strategy, quote unquote strategy, because I think it was all Voss just venting in the media in the first place. And there isn't a federal issue here, even for this Supreme Court. And so my concern is, because the governor should veto it, is that this is a governor that really likes compromise. And so can they induce him to do this? I certainly hope not, because he should make the same calculation in his people that they're going to get better maps. And he should want a Democratic legislature. And I don't care, Earl, I'll say it that way, whether it improves Governor Evers' brand because he did another compromise. We need lawmaking power. We need a Democratic legislature that can actually move on the problems the state is facing, and all of the major things that have either been harmed by this gerrymandered legislature or left undone.
You know, Dr. Craig, we can't, not be mindful of what has transpired in the state during this last decade or a little more, and what the decisions that the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, Robin Voss and Scott Walker and others, put our state in a situation that many of us had never seen before, where, there was no debate. There was no bipartisanship. And it was our way or the highway. And now all of a sudden to say that the Democrats, don't want a, bipartisanship, it's almost, tenable to, what was the guy's name who slept for 20 years? Rip Van Winkle. And so Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 years and he came back and things changed. Well, we haven't been sleeping for a decade. We know what they did and we know what they're attempting to continue to do. And when you say that Governor Evers wants this bipartisanship, I'm not opposed to bipartisanship. But Dr. Craig, you can't look at what they did. That stuff has to be undone, doesn't it?
Yes. I don't know that the guy raised the question, because I think he took some deals in the state budget that he should not have taken, and on the Brewers, the huge $500 million for one billionaire, and so I can't just rule it out. I think the Democrats in the legislature are all saying the right thing about this strategy and calling it out, so I hope the governor sees it the way we do. I also, you commented on the Rip Van Winkle kind of effect. I don't think this messaging is going to work for them, because no one who is tuned in is going to believe it, and unless they're already with Robin Voss, and then they're part of the choir. And most of the public is not engaged enough in the actual, all the mechanics of redistricting. Why would they be? For this messaging to make one bit of a difference for them. So really, this is a question of, can he induce Governor Evers into their trap or not?
Well, and there's no reason for you to think that that's impossible.
That's I'd like I'd love a definitive statement today. Maybe the press release is out. I don't know it, but I think that President Biden, whose career has been, you know, he loves the grand compromise in the Senate, that he's moved a lot on that and has a stronger bottom line, though he's in a really tough spot now with I can't fund the government unless I do some rotten Republican things to asylum seekers on the border, right? That kind of dilemma. He even doesn't face that. He does not have to accept these maps.
So let me.
And clearly, they think it's going to, maps will turn out better in an objective process by objective experts that will go through the 7 proposals for the Supreme Court and come up with the best, fairest maps. They don't like that process. They think that doing this will get them a better deal. Why would Governor Evers give them a better deal? It just makes it less likely that he has a legislature that will pass anything he talked about in the State of the State last night, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, for people who don't know the importance of the legislative maps, it really kind of control, it leads who's going to be in control of state government, right? I mean, that's what's at the root of it. And whether it's going to be Democrats or whether it's going to be Republicans, Republicans have had that now for over a decade. And I've kind of forgotten what it was like when Democrats had control. It's been that long ago.
Yeah, I know. I was working for a labor union and was there. And so you, amazing that you could actually have fair hearings on bills. They even had hearings on bills that came from the other side. You actually could have Republican allies on bills, had that a lot. And it was actually functioning democracy. Now it is really like dealing with an authoritarian state over at the legislature, where there's an iron-fisted rule. Nothing, no new idea can come in or anything that challenges where they want to go, where their big funders, you know, the people who actually fund their campaigns, what their interests are. And where the minority in the legislature, the Democrats, have virtually no rights other than to, on the floor session, and in a couple minutes, just cry helpless opposition to what they're doing. So I think that we forget that you can't, that the legislature is the only body in Wisconsin government and our democracy that can change and adjust laws, which has to happen, and pass new laws. And we haven't had a Democratic legislature for a dozen years now. We haven't had a functioning democracy in Wisconsin. It really is that bad.
You know, Dr. Craig, when you sit back and think about it, there are legislators on the Democratic side who've never seen the Democrats even on an equal footing, let alone in control, in all the time they've been in the legislature. That's an amazing thing to me.
Most of them.
Oh, yeah, most of them. Yeah, actually. Most of them. So it'll be strange to see, you know, how this works out. Got to take a short hiatus. Karina, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Got a lot to talk about. We'll return.
Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our Wisconsin winter feels like the perfect time for casseroles. And Red Maple Restaurant near Walker's Point recently received King of the Hot Dish Crown.
They had an amazing kind of Asian-inspired, gravy-covered, meatball-heavy casserole, which was my personal favorite, so I was glad to see it win.
Matt Wild with Milwaukee Record visiting Matt and Air on Air, where Greg wants all in on this tasty bake-off.
You got your businesses, and then people can bring their own casserole. So there's like almost like two levels of competition.
I like this.
The Casserole Contest supports the Kinship Food Center. We'll keep you posted on the next one. If music is more your thing, the Rat Pack Tribute Show returns to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Saturday, January 27th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Go to the phone lines with Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, gentlemen. Earl, you know what? I think we are both maybe a little bit idealistic, because I thought the same thing. I was thinking, okay, guys, we'll figure it out, that the 10 years was complete BS. So can we reverse everything, please? Because before Walker started destroying the whole school system, the union system, the everything, he destroyed everything we had in the state. And it feels like Republicans at this point really want to push the government power down to the state. So can we please have everything back? Because it's ridiculous. Even looking at the education system, that's where it's all started. He started destroying it from the beginning. He just, I don't know. This man should be a black book in Wisconsin history, honestly.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, I mean, they've been wreaking havoc and destruction on a lot of different things. I mean, school districts are badly underfunded all over the state. They are moving to referendum, closing schools, laying off teachers. And in Milwaukee Public Schools, I've gotten deep into the Milwaukee Public Schools infrastructure. Raphael Smith and our team and I have on trying to get money for a big climate green schools conversion that's made possible by the huge investments President Biden made in climate change. And they have great people in MPS, Earl, and I know you have experience with MPS, and they're just under-resourced and understaffed, and it's hard even to plan to use the money in a way that would impact, you know, our aging school buildings. They're 80 years old on average, which is also part of what's being done to an urban school district like Milwaukee. And so it just, we can't go, and I hope it happens today. The governor just shoots down the Republican move to allegedly sue for peace, because the only constitutional maps, Earl, are going to be the ones that come through the Supreme Court process, and we should see that process through.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, kind of changing the direction. You know, April of 2023, the state of Wisconsin, a referendum on abortion rights in April 2023, the Wisconsinites made it clear where they stood on abortion. And yet, even to this day, and Republicans have really, they've paid a price, Dr. Craig, across this nation in their decisions to take away women's rights. And in some instances, they've been steadfast, even though it's cost them elections across the board. Do you think they're going to all of a sudden get religion?
Well, of course not.
Well, that means they're going to continue to lose.
It's it's what Maya Angelou said, right? When people tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And you have a problem at the national level, Earl, where Donald Trump's strategy is to rev up his base so much that he dominates in the Republican Party, and that seems like it's going to happen. That has to be a real game change in the atmosphere to get Nikki Haley some oxygen. Though she has things people don't realize, like the Koch Network and all of their funded nonprofits are behind her, so she does have a built-in field operation. But she still needs a change in the environment. Something Trump says or something happens to Trump that's totally unexpected, and given what the man can get away with, it's hard to know what that could possibly be. But who knows? You know, there are surprises in politics and in life. But he does obviously create a problem that he alienates everyone who is not a MAGA Republican, or just someone who will vote Republican no matter what they think of the candidate. In other words, a yellow dog Republican who just always votes Republican, period. With independents, but he's been able to, he won 2016 by swamping the field with new turnout from his base. It's not always about the smaller number of independent swing voters, Earl. It's a lot of times about, and there's real issues with how enthusiastic the Democratic Party base will be with everything, the way everything has come down and some of the mistakes of the Biden administration that we get into. And so it's dangerous. Any situation where that man could become president is dangerous, because I think he is running for president to end all presidencies. It won't be a constitutional presidency when he's done with it, if he gets his way. This is very serious stakes, and it is possible, especially because what happens in the last month or so of election overdetermines voters' views of how to vote.
You know, Dr. Craig, I saw him, you know, in this victory lap last night, and all I could think of was, this is a sick man. Anybody who sees him and just watches him knows that there's something that's just not balanced with him, right? And yet there are people who still see that and don't see that as a problem, Dr. Craig. Knowing that this man is facing some demons, and yet in the face of that, they dismiss all of that and say Joe Biden is too old. You know, we got to take a short hiatus. Mike, Andrew, Stephen, and others, hang on the lines. We got to take a short hiatus. And don't hang up the phones. We'll be right there.
I love you, Sonny. Thank you for that smile upon your face, Sonny. Thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sonny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sonny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday, the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are resisting Governor Evers' calls for new state initiatives. They say they want to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals.
State Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu delivered the GOP response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. When President Biden visits Wisconsin tomorrow, he'll talk up $1 billion in federal funding to replace the aging Blatnik Bridge between Duluth and Superior. Billions of dollars worth of freight moves over the bridge each year, making it one of Wisconsin's most important pieces of infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The call to 911 didn't go through. Investigators say the 49-year-old Milwaukee woman that fell, hit her face, and died of the cold tried to call 911 after she went down last Monday while waiting for a bus. Video footage from the scene shows Jolene Waldreff was on the ground for about an hour and a half before anyone noticed, with several people walking by and not attempting to help. If 794 goes away, there will be an over 30% increase in traffic on smaller local roads. Milwaukee city leaders are considering the removal of a portion of the 794 Lake Interchange, which could lead to a 32% increase in daily traffic along the corridor. That's according to a study released yesterday. The DOT is evaluating options for 794's future, with the decision expected within the next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some patchy, dense fog out there this morning, and there could be some frost on the roads, too, especially in places further north where temperatures are at or even a little below the freezing mark. Cloudy today, scattered rain likely with patchy fog, our high 36. Tonight, foggy with showers, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers at a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, we've got a bank of calls. We're going to try to get them all in. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for holding on. You say what, sir? Mike from Kenosha. Yes, sir.
In any business environment, you need to be able to play well with others. It's a prerequisite to success in the marketplace to get along well with others and negotiate and work things out and be a problem solver. Well, we've seen really since at least the Gingrich years of the mid-90s is a complete a plan not to work, it seems, with others from the GOP. You know, we saw the bully tactics of the W administration. We continue to see this nonsense of 27 bills, I think, passed Congress last year. We see gavel in, gavel out legislative meetings to where, again, nothing gets done. So I'm shouting out really to the listeners out there. We have been shown what one party, what their position is, as far as working with and across the aisle, working with others. And it is non-existent. And with the Democratic side, at least, again, in like you've said with Evers, he has shown that, and the left continues to show a ability to negotiate a settlement, but gosh, I just haven't seen anything from the right, and I wanted to get your opinion from your guest.
Hey, Mike, we will definitely do that. Thank you very much. Dr. Craig, hold that thought. We'll take a couple more and then let you respond rapid fire. Let's go to Andrew from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Andrew. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So I'd like the gentleman's opinion on these maps, and I wonder what his opinion is in regards to increasing the amount of districts as opposed to just rejiggering, and from my point of view, just gerrymandering a different way, maps that haven't been representation hasn't been changed for 138 years in this state. The Constitution limits it to 100 reps in the Assembly. Why don't we just increase the number of reps and in that way have a better conversation about democracy as opposed to demonizing each other and going through this circus?
Hey, Andrew, thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to both those questions? Great questions, by the way.
Yeah, so let me do the second question and the first. On the second, great comment. And this is true in Congress, too. The last time we increased the number of congressional districts was the late 1920s. So that's why congressional districts have become so large and less representative. And the theory of the case in the federal and the Wisconsin Constitution was that the lower houses would be relatively small districts and therefore be closer and more responsive to the people. So the same is true, as the caller said, and it's not even, no one's talking about it. It's not on the agenda, but it ought to be. He is completely right. And so that I agree with, and that's something that isn't being discussed and should be, and I'd urge a caller to, that's the kind of thing to bring to a state representative, because we got to get that on the table. I agree. So I haven't been thinking about that either. I'd thought about the congressional level part. And so that's everything. As far as the first caller, Earl, look, you have to understand, he wonders if the Republicans want to negotiate, and I would apply that to all issues, not just the issue the caller raises. They don't want to negotiate any issue or get a solution, in other words, to any issue that they think is benefiting them. That's what we're seeing with the border right now. Biden is willing, and I'm very, concerned about the compromise in the U.S. Senate, to cut a very Republican deal in order to get the government funded and get a lot of the other funding he wants to get through. And the House is going to torpedo it, it looks like, because they don't want Biden to have a bipartisan victory, and they just want everything they're saying about the border crisis is a lie. They just want political benefit. They don't want to solve the problem, even with their solutions. Same is true in Israel and the Middle East. They think it's harming Biden, which it is, with a lot of the Democratic base, and especially young people and Muslim people, and a lot of progressives. And so they just wanted to continue, and then they're going to be worse. They're going to be, they have no concern about what is being done to Palestinians. So they've become not a problem-solving party, but a problem-making party for political advantage, period.
Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think it's deplorable that at the end of the day, we have two men potentially running for president. They have no business running for president. Biden is full-blown dementia. He is weak. He is lost on stage. I've seen it many times where his wife, Jill Biden, has come to kind of help him off the stage because he doesn't even know where he is. Trump is definitely, there's obviously things with him too that, you know, it's scary as to what's going on with him. He's also, you know, up in years, and it concerns me. But I think the bigger point is this. I think what bothers me when we hear about democracy and all this other stuff, I look at what the Democratic Party did to RFK Jr. and not allowing him to debate Biden. I think Biden is going to be hiding in the basement again. He's not going to be out there debating whatsoever up until maybe the presidential election. And, you know, when you look at what's happened to Dean Phillips, I've been trying to learn more about him. He's much younger. He's 55 years old, roughly the same age as Nikki Haley. And he's been eviscerated. The Democratic Party is scared to have a person of that age to debate Biden. And I think it's a real tragedy because he does represent Minnesota in a little different viewpoint and a generation.
Donald Trump refused to debate Republicans. Maybe you forgot about that. He didn't debate at all.
You still had debates with Republicans.
Donald Trump refused to debate. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Well, Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
So, let me do it in a balanced way, Earl. I won't say fair and balanced because Fox has destroyed that word, that term. And so, look, both President Trump and Joe Biden are older men. I am concerned that that it seems to be okay to engage in just ageism, which says anyone who is a certain age is no longer capable. I do think there are a number of people living into their 80s and keen to do brilliant work. Look at an Anthony Fauci, something the caller probably wouldn't agree with me on, but we could name others, including conservatives. Bernie Sanders. They haven't lost a beat. I think if you look, compare Trump and Biden, quite frankly, Biden is just being hammered over and over again on ageist grounds where they show any stutter. And by the way, he had stuttering as a young man. He actually has a stutter. He's been able to cover it up well when he was younger. Or stumbling on stairs or anything else, or not sure who hand he should shake as dementia. It's not at all, okay? Whereas Donald Trump shows a lot more evidence, if you were actually to come in nonpartisan, objective way, of just saying things that are flat wrong and out of there, such as the one Nikki Haley has called out, where he confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi and attacked her for Capitol security on January 6th, which I don't, let's face it, Trump did not want better security. He was trying to foment disruption of the constitutional process. So that's gaslighting as well. As far as Dean Phillips, Earl, look, if there was going to be an alternative to Biden, and it's hard to do with an incumbent, and Trump is a virtual incumbent, that's why it's been so hard to challenge him, it was going to be another candidate that was actually someone who could be elected president. It was going to be the governor of California or the governor of Illinois or Minnesota, just to give three examples. It wasn't going to be Dean Phillips, and he was just trashed by the voters in New Hampshire, where they, a write-in campaign for Biden, who did not campaign there and deliberately was not on the ballot, easily defeated Dean Phillips, who ran ad. So let's forget about that one as something that the Democrat Party did, because all the Republican Party folks are all lining up for Donald Trump. And my God, Senator Tim Scott apparently wants to be vice president. He debased himself yesterday. And I do not understand why he's seen as a nice guy and independent and thoughtful. That should end all of that. That was an embarrassing. That was a hostage video.
I love you, President Trump. Did you see that? I mean, come on, man. The other thing David talked about, Dr. Craig, was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Somehow Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a person that we as Democrats should be saying, oh, yeah, that's the guy we want.
He's a strange case, right?
Yes.
He's a guy who used to be a very articulate progressive, has some progressive views, but became radicalized in a weird way on vaccines and has gone that kind of direction. He is out of step with the entire broad coalition that is not MAGA Republicanism. And so he has the caddy name, he's an articulate guy, but he's been disowned by the rest of the caddy family, which must be really sad for that family, because I know that he, you know, they've known and loved him, but how can you support what he is saying in public and what he is doing? He's been being manipulated by Steve Bannon. So it's all you really need to know, that the worst, most undemocratic and authoritarian elements behind Donald Trump are thrilled with and pushing along the Kennedy candidacy.
We got to take a short hiatus. Hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, my guest every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Half Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Actions, on the line. Let's go back to Stephen from Green Bay. Quickly, Stephen.
I just wanted to share and get Dr. Craig's thought on this. I was watching a quick skit from Dave Chappelle, and he pointed out something very interesting about Trump. How Trump knows so much about the policies he's against because he's directly benefited from them. And so a Democrat in office actually threatens him personally because it threatens a lot of the things that he's profited from. So I wanted your thoughts on that.
All right, we'll get it to him, Stephen. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Joel. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking
quickly.
You know, the state maps, consider them our electoral maps, like elections. And the Democrats are fighting for more urban power, more representation, just like they are nationally, where Wisconsin votes, if you end the Electoral College, our votes won't matter. And as far as illegal immigration, there's one administration, and this is a question for you, Dr. Craig, which administration is in the U.S. Supreme Court fighting to have Texas take barriers down and allow immigrants to just come across?
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jam from Racine. Quickly, Jam, and we'll try to get Dr. Craig rapidly to answer these. Go ahead, Jam.
Yes, good morning. I just have a question. Not a question, but a statement. You know how women's reproductive rights, our rights are being taken away. But the flip side of the coin, men aren't realizing also they're being going to be forced into fatherhood, et cetera, financial, 18 years obligations. It's very important that you can't just take our rights and make us have babies, you know, but the whole thing of it, all those indiscretions, whatever, the big picture, way down the road, I had a vision. Just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, thank you very much for the call. And last, quickly, Tom.
Yeah, I find it very, very funny that on one hand, Joe Biden is older than Methuselah and can't, walk around properly. But on the other hand, he sure is getting a lot done with the infrastructure bill and talking to other countries. I see him getting more done, and Republicans, though, he got one over on us.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, rapid fire, you want to try to address those if you can remember?
Yeah, and I may need you to help me because I'm going to miss one or two.
Right. Well, so
am I. The last caller, totally agree. And presidential historians will consider Biden a very successful president in terms of the amount of agenda he has passed. And our democracy is so broken, it's invisible to too many people. And that is one of the challenges of democracy. First caller on Trump having insights into the various cons and maneuvers in order to protect his assets from taxation and regulation. I actually agree. That's an insightful comment. And I think that the largest corporate tax cuts in American history, people have just said he rubber stamped it. I think he knew in many ways which parts of the tax code would have benefited him personally as well. And he is constantly maneuvering. He is currently, his defense in court is that real estate agent, developers have to be able to basically fudge their books on what property values are, that it's normal practice. So that is the way he sees the world. CJ brought up immigration and the Texas wire fence as if that's some kind of border solution. And it's done nothing. It's posturing by Governor Abbott for political purposes, and it made things dangerous. It probably caused several asylum seekers to drown. And those are human beings. I am sick and tired of the right simply classifying them as what Trump calls people he doesn't like, vermin, as non-human, right? And as deserving of no human rights. It's disgusting. There was a third comment in there, Earl. Do you remember what that is?
Dr. Craig, I don't, and it's understandable. And, you know, Dr. Craig, what we've attempted to do with civic media is really kind of, unbelievable that we've been able to put together all these 20 stations in a short period of time. You've been around a while. Your thoughts about what we're doing with civic media in the last couple of minutes?
It's long overdue. You remember that at Citizen Action, we were running a radioactive campaign to try to just get some progressive radio in Milwaukee, and you were there at some of the events. And so it's fantastic that financing and individuals willing to do it came in, built on what Mike Krupp started, right? That he built on the air with his show with Dominic Salva, the Devil's Advocates, and then built it into a statewide network and has kept buying stations. Long overdue. We just now make sure that all people who believe in democracy and open discussion, even if they don't entirely agree with every host on everything or even disagree a lot, right? Like CJ, engage this. This can be the new public square, because right-wing video is not a public square. It's a propaganda factory, and only one point of view is acceptable, right? And everyone else is shouted down. And this is a place where people are treated respectively, and CJ and other folks you've had a couple conservative callers, and I hope you get more. And I hope we can have a conversation. And not all callers are really up for that. They just want to make their point. Right. But at least they make a point from the other side, so you and I at least have to engage it. In some cases, we can get two-way engagement, and that's even better. We will get that as more callers from around the state find civic media and start tuning in and calling it.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we're going to start doing StreamYard with you next Wednesday. Thank you very much, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Mattenair on air with Greg Bach. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin, as always. See you later.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.